Today's Catechetical Corner is taken from the second section of the Catechism, the celebration of the Christian mystery, the sacraments. And today I'm looking at paragraphs 1656 and 1657 of the Catechism, which talks about the domestic church, the family as domestic church, ecclesia domestica. In our times, the Catechism says, in a world often alien and even hostile to faith, believing families are of primary importance as centers of living, radiant faith. I must admit, I didn't remember how stark this paragraph is. This is written, drafted in the early 90s. Lots happened since then, especially in the places like the United States that have made it even more hostile. But the Holy Father, Pope St. John Paul II, had no trouble saying even in 1993 that 92-93 that the world is often alien and hostile to faith. But the importance of believing families in being living centers of faith. The Catechism goes on, for this reason, the Second Vatican Council used an ancient expression calling the family the ecclesia domestica, the domestic church. It is the it is in the bosom of the family that parents are, by word and example, the first heralds of faith with regard to their children. They should encourage them in the vocation which is proper to each child, fostering with special care any religious vocation. Catechism specifically charges parents to fulfill their mission as the first teachers of their children and to nurture the sense of vocation, the vocari, the calling, that each of their children are called to be saints, and to nurture that idea that each of them have a special, particular calling that is unique to them alone. And that might include for some, will include for some, the call to the religious life or the priesthood. The Catechism goes on to remind us it is here that the father of the family, the mother, children, and all members of the family exercise the priesthood of the baptized in a privileged way by the reception of the sacraments, prayer and thanksgiving, the witness of a holy life, and self-denial and active charity. Thus, the home is the first school of Christian life and a school for human enrichment. Here one learns endurance and the joy of work, fraternal love, generous, even repeated forgiveness, and above all, divine worship in prayer and in the offering of one's life. The domestic church, the family that prays together, stays together. The importance of our families being a witness to holiness, the witness to Jesus. You know, it was the witness of family life and the witness of the martyrs and the witness of generous taking care of the poor that converted the Roman Empire. You know, that famous letter that we're not sure who wrote, but it describes the life of Christians in the early third century. They share their board, but not their bed. In other words, they were generous to the poor. They shared their board. They shared what they had. But they lived chastity in a way that the Roman Empire found unbelievable. That was something that was profoundly different about Christians. And that witness eventually, it was opposed at first, but eventually won over the hearts and minds of the members of or the citizens of the Roman Empire.